third hour here, and we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been from embezzling bureaucrats, one lady, a comptroller in the town of Dixon, Illinois, embezzling more than $50 million in a 22-year period. The former mayor of San Diego taking over $2 million from a charity set up by her now-dead husband and gambling it all away after having already gambled $50 million of his dollars away and bankrupting herself. So those stories, plus the Amazon coins is what we were talking about at the very end of the last hour. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Amazon apparently getting ready to launch their own internal, currency. And the person who's writing this over at ActivistPost.com seems really excited about it. And I get it. Amazon's
MarketWatch seemed really excited too.
Yeah, and MarketWatch also mentioning a Google currency.
Google dollar. And then I did a search for it, and apparently it's some sort of currency that they use for the Google ads.
Okay.
So yep. If you use, I think it's AdWords or AdWorks.
And I get it. Like, if you're going to give your customers an incentive to use your own internal currency, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But how many currencies can people deal with? I mean, how many private currencies?
It's basically like the Starbucks card.
Sure.
Where you go to
get
Starbucks 10. And then you get the little card.
Get the stamps.
And you can put money on it and basically use it as a Starbucks
debit card. Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, punching stamps on a card.
No.
Yeah, so there's those, too.
It's basically like a Starbucks debit card. And that's basically what the Amazon coins or the Google dollars basically seem to be, is some sort of, sort of a debit account that you have with this company.
Right. And, if you are just a Starbucks person, if you are a Starbucks addict, if you are there on a daily or multiple times a week kind of basis, then, it makes sense, right? You get their card and you load it up and they probably give you some kind of an incentive.
They do.
Like a 10% off or some sort of bonus if you get enough points.
Yeah, if you buy enough drinks, they give you something. And
it's a loyalty card.
Yeah, I got an email recently, something about a free drink for my birthday. And so I went to the Starbucks, and apparently you actually have to put money on the card to be able to use the card to earn the points to get the free drink for the birthday.
Well, yeah, of course. It's a lot of work, but if you are a fan of the company, it makes sense.
Right.
If you spend a lot of money there, and you're going to spend time there, and you like their products, then that makes sense. I'm not down in the Amazon coin. It's probably a really smart thing for Amazon to do. But for this article at ActivistPost.com to suggest that Amazon coin in any way, shape, or form would be able to compete with the Bitcoin is absolutely ridiculous, and it goes to show that whoever's writing this article doesn't know what they're talking about.
Right. Now, if Amazon were to do this instead of just being something that could be used on Kindle or their Kindle-related products,
mm-hmm.
to where you could actually do all of your shopping on Amazon
with their Amazon
with
coins.
Amazon coin.
They may do that at some point.
Then that could actually, in a way, be a real competitor, because Amazon sells a lot of things on their website that
don't
process themselves.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But to call that a currency, I don't know. I mean, I'm no monetary expert, but
The term currency has been so manipulated.
Yeah.
To where basically anything that is issued by anyone, I technically have my own currency because I've made up some Daryl dollars. A couple of people have taken, and then they've paid me back in Daryl dollars for some service.
So let me get back to a little bit more of this, and we'll take your calls, 855-453, and also on Skype at LRN, username LRN.FM. So it says here that Amazon, this is Yanis Varoukavakis, an in-game economist for Valve, told The Verge, quote, "Amazon stands a better chance than anyone else because its customer base uses the company regularly. When entering Amazon.com, at least for some people, it's a little like going to a foreign country. If this foreign country has its own currency and gives you discounts and various goodies, provided you change some money into its currency upon entry, you may well do it." There has been some confusion about Amazon's motivation for its virtual currency and just how it adds any value beside increasing customer loyalty, if it even does that. Kevin Galligan, president of Touch Lab, told The Verge, quote, anything that's going to help Android monetize, did he mean Android? I think he might have meant Amazon. Anyway, anything that's going to help Android monetize anything at all is good, but how do you get coins? They don't go into that. If you have to buy coins, then I don't understand what's the difference between that and money. And I agree with him there. There is no difference because right. they're pegging the Amazon coin to the U.S. dollar. They're saying one Amazon coin will be the equivalent of a cent.
Right.
So it's not its own currency. It's no different than in that way than we were talking about.
By that logic, the Bahamian dollar is not its own currency
because they're worth this.
Because it's pegged to the U.S. dollar.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, that you could. I guess you could make an argument for that. But
it's just one of those weird things. They want to use this like, well, it's not its own currency because it's tied to the dollar. Well, there are a lot of other currencies that are issued by recognized governments that tie their currency to the U.S. dollar. So by that logic, those other currencies aren't currencies.
Maybe they aren't. I don't know. I mean, that seems like you're making a good argument
I've
for
I've got
it.
A Bahamian $5 bill in my wallet.
Yeah, okay.
This thing is actual money.
Yep, you've got it out. You're holding it up for the camera. Okay.
Yeah. In the Bahamas, this is $5. In Canada, this is $5, which granted, this isn't
Canada's not
the U.S. dollar.
I think that's a decent...
This one is, so yeah. What's the difference?
Well, one's not pegged and one is. I think you're making a good argument that
they're
those...
They're both currencies.
Yeah. Hmm. 855, 450 free. I think you might be right about that, but one of them seems more legitimate to me because it's not pegged to the dollar.
Oh, they're both really pretty.
They look pretty, but one of them seems more, you know, independent, I guess. So back
actually,
to the story.
Both countries are governed by the United Kingdom.
Back to the story here from activistpost.com. It's clear they're targeting boosting their app development business, but there are many ways to inject tons of millions into a certain area to boost business. Therefore, it seems Amazon has bigger plans for their coin scheme. Most states in America have begun to tax online sales, which temporarily dampen business for Amazon. The coins could conceivably help individual sellers avoid sales taxes if all income remains in-house in a coin wallet to be spent only within the Amazon community. So perhaps avoiding taxes is a small part of the motivation.
Well, I think when PayPal first started doing its thing, people were saying that you could leave the money in PayPal and then not be charged taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe that's changed to where PayPal then...
They're sending out 1099.
Sends out, you know, you had this much...
More than 20,000. If you do more than 20,000 sales or more than a certain number of sales, then they will send you tax
forms. I think it's anything over $600 worth of transactions.
No, I think it's 20,000 because I got one of them. And,
okay.
There may be there's a number of
I know there was the provision in the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, commonly called Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
that any time there's over $600 worth of buying or selling, then a 1099 is supposed to be generated.
Yep, I'm aware of that too. And that has something to do with like buying stuff for your business, I think. Like
yeah,
business
I'm not
to business.
Really sure.
I think that's like a business to business sales kind of thing. But I don't know either because I don't do that stuff. So, again, the coins here, according to this story, they say they might be to avoid taxes. I'm not sure how that will end up panning out for them. Even though many customers have grown wary of incentive schemes, it remains unclear how Amazon coins will add value to its business. If Amazon expands the program to their broader store and establishes a straightforward currency exchange for the coins, it's possible for them to make a huge impact in the world of online currencies. And I totally disagree with that statement. Why would anyone want to have a currency exchange for something that is the same currency? If you're going to buy Amazon coins, you're spending dollars on something that's pegged to dollars. What's the value in exchanging dollars for these coins? It's very confusing to me. 855, 450, free. Why would you want to pay for exchanging that currency?
He's Jack. She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves here. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want at 855-453. You can also get us on Skype. You can find our Skype handle, lrn.fm. Send us a contact request. We will add you to our list, and then you can easily connect to us at username lrn.fm through Skype. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl,
and we invite you over to our website. Just go to freetalklive.com, grab archives of the show going all the way back to late 2006, And actually, some original archives are posted there as well from way back in the day. You can go to freetalklive.com, download as many episodes of the show as you would like. Also, you'll find our program on SoundCloud at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, or if you're already over at freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share and click the SoundCloud link. And on SoundCloud, you'll actually get access to more than just Free Talk Live archives. You'll also get Edgington Post episodes, which are Mark Edge. He's normally our co-host during the week. He does an interview series, and that's what the Edgington Post is. So you'll get those on SoundCloud. Plus, now and then, we'll throw in some other interviews. I put on, actually, your show on our feed the other day, Daryl, your Peace, Love, Liberty radio, when you were interviewing Derek Jay. I put that interview up on our SoundCloud feed. So there's some additional interview content available. And again, that's soundcloud.freetalklive.com. SoundCloud's great because it makes it easy for you to embed the files, embed our archives. So if there's a show that you are enjoying, you can take that and you can plug it right into your Facebook page or onto your Twitter profile, and it's great. So once again, soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Sean is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean.
Brent, how you doing, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling to talk about my passion of hobby, which is a legal system, but I know you're not a fan of magical words.
All right.
But it's something I've been studying for a long time. Like, for instance, Ron Paul's trying to restore limited constitutional government using the Constitution.
Ron Paul is? Ron Paul is no longer in office. Just to clear that up. Sorry, I was just going to say Ron Paul's no longer doing any of that because he's no longer in office. But go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just making an analogy. Like, one of your pursuits is a voluntary society, which I wholly agree with. My pursuit is I'm trying to, my goal that I've set out to achieve is to bring back the proper application of law in the fraudulent, dishonest legal system.
Okay.
Because to make an analogy, intent is what determines, if you yell fire in a theater, your intent is what determines whether you're a hero or a criminal. And intent is an important aspect of the legal system, and the way intent is measured is by use. For instance, the legal definition of the word use is to hire or employ something. So when you're using an automobile for hire to do business on the highways, to drive a gain in commerce, your intent is to realize a profit because you love money. If you're using an automobile on the highway to exercise a natural and fundamental right to travel, to say go get food, you're just a man using nature by right. And so use is the distinction that's the fraud, really, of the legal system, the deception that we're all being deceived by, because the legal system doesn't like to properly apply law and discuss use, whether you had an intent to realize a profit and you were using, like, the highways for business to travel.
Before you go on, Sean, what does it matter if I'm making a profit from the highways? If I'm a free person, they shouldn't be able to tax that either.
Well, again, I'm not in the context of voluntary society, I'm not going to take up that argument. Like I said, I put my goal in a framework, right? We have this huge tyranny in the country where we're just being mere economic units in society, and they're looting, raping, pillaging, and plunderers for everything. So the fight I've taken up is to try to at least bring back sanity to the legal system and the proper application of the law. I mean, I'm wholly for voluntary society, to take on the argument you just made. I wholly support that. But how do you get from point A to point B without incrementalism?
I'm not opposed to incrementalism. I was at the State House this week with Daryl, and we were testifying in front of a committee trying to get them to incrementally bring the drug laws into some level of sanity. So I fully support incrementalism. I mean, if that's the only way we can get from here to there, then let's go. Let's start moving those increments. But I'm wondering what it is that, what are you trying to accomplish here? Have you actually gone into a courthouse and successfully used any of these I'm just traveling arguments? Because we've heard these before on Free Talk Live, and I'm telling you, it's not going to work out on the streets, that's for sure. And they're going to take your car from you, but then you get up into the court.
They take your car, and then you have to go to court and argue it out. That's why I got two cases, two suits against cops right now, arguing against kidnapping, trespass, false arrest, all this.
So you're exactly suing them. What happened in the criminal case where they arrested you and took your car? Did that happen to you?
Well, I have one pending criminal case, actually. For last month, I was traveling, and I was kidnapped, and I had a van that was stolen.
Okay.
And the charge was driving on a canceled license, because, see, I don't have a government identification. So whenever police interact with me, they cannot make an identity presumption that I was operating as a United States citizen, because I don't have a state ID. But I did have a state ID at a prior point in life. So, you know, since these records never go away, they just make an identity presumption. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's currently all pending in a court down here in Florida right now.
What do you mean an identity presumption?
Say again?
What do you mean they make an identity presumption? Because obviously they ask you for your name, and you tell them you identify yourself, and then they run your record in their little computer and come up that, yes, you did have, you know, a former card issued by the government. Or are you saying that you're not that person, that that's a corporate fiction? So then what do you call yourself if you're not who you are?
Well, I call myself whatever pleases me. But, you know, like in a court setting, there's a legal term called a true name. A true name consists of one or more given Christian names and a patronymic. So I usually refer to myself as His American Majesty Sean Kevin the Son of Ronald Keith.
All right, hold on. Wait, Sean. So you've got a case pending. Is this your first freedom to travel case?
No.
How many have you gone through?
I won in 03. Where I actually just I had a police officer try to interfere with my right to privacy, and I just left the scene and came back, and I had like two police departments at my house, and obviously I was kidnapped, and I had a RX-7 that was stolen. And, you know, what's that? That's like 9 years ago. And 9 years ago, I wasn't as intellectually competent about these distinctions and business uses and pleasure uses and what constitutes a property.
But you're saying you won 9 years ago?
Oh, no, I got creamed 9 years ago.
Okay, how many times have you gone to court for freedom to travel activism?
This one will be my second time.
Okay, I've actually, I'm now facing my second charge that is related to freedom to travel, although not directly. Actually, Daryl, you and I, just the other day, got shut. Hang on a sec. We just got shut down on our Shire plates.
Yes.
Daryl and I were both driving around with Shire license plates on the backs of our cars, and the Keene police seemingly accidentally happened to get us on the same day and forced us to remove said plate and put the official governmental plates on instead. So here's what I want you to do, Sean. Call us when you finish up with your court case and let us know how it goes. I'm interested to hear it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. Aquapail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site that allows you quick access to our live streams, the podcast as well. All free over at m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. And we talked a lot about Bitcoin tonight due to Amazon coming out with their own internal currency, the Amazon coin, that's going to be releasing apparently in May. And sorry, Amazon not going to make a splash in the international currency markets with this. It's just a private currency for their own company. Bitcoin, however, is something you can use all around the world with anyone, anywhere, as long as they have access to the internet. And it's a decentralized currency. There's no government that's in charge, no corporation that's behind it. It's open source, and it is working. It is working for people. That's why it's now over $27 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin, the most valuable currency in the world. It's going to surpass silver here if it keeps up this trend.
Yeah, it's getting really close to silver.
So go to BitInstant.com to get your Bitcoin. It's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire your Bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations in something like 10 countries around the world. Go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account and where it is, and then you can walk into your nearest CVS or Walmart or do it through Dwolla. There's different options. BitInstant.com will help you do that. Now, let's continue with this discussion that Sean, I think it was Sean in Florida, brought up. He was talking about freedom to travel, and as is almost always the case with people like Sean, and I appreciate where Sean's coming from. I don't want to down the, you know, what Sean's doing. I think that you should be able to travel without having some kind of government permission slip. I think it's an insult that if you're a safe driver, that you have to beg some bureaucrat's permission to be able to go from point A to point B. So I'm on board 100%. In fact, I'm on board 100% to the point where I put, and you did too, Daryl, a Shire license plate. We had custom plates made for our cars, put them on the backs of our cars, and then proceeded to drive around Keene and New Hampshire with them.
We also got Shire Society registration forms.
That's true.
That were notarized with a Shire Society seal.
I don't think I notarized mine. I did have the seal, though.
Yeah.
So we got a Shire seal and everything. So it looked fancy. It looked good. My plate, I spent a little bit more money on than you did. Yeah. So I had the embossed look while yours was just flat. But it was, you know, a nice looking plate both ways. The yellow and black. Real high contrast.
Yes.
So no one could claim that the plate was hard to read. It's, you know, yellow and black's the best contrast you can have. So
yeah.
It's the easiest kind of plate to read. And I managed to get 150 miles before I got pulled over. I don't know about you. I don't know if you were counting.
I didn't really keep track.
The first time I did the same thing on a different car, I made it 30 miles before I got pulled over. But that's just all random depending on when the cops are behind you.
Right.
So really it doesn't matter how many miles you make it. It was just kind of a fun little metric that I was doing. So, you know, I have some experience with this freedom to travel thing too.
Yes.
And, you know, having gone to court once for this in the past and lost, and I'm not of the position that, oh, well, I just didn't know enough about the legal system back then is why I lost. No, I lost because that's just how it goes.
Right.
Because you lose in these situations for the most part. And so, as almost always happens, when we nailed Sean down on the issue, Sean, how many times have you gone to court on this? Well, blah, 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 once. And now he's getting ready to go back to court. It's been almost a decade since he went to court the first time.
He knows
on
more
this.
Now.
Now he's had 10 years to study it. Now he knows more. Now he's going to do better. Call me skeptical. But really, I want to know. I really do want to know what happens to Sean. I hope that he'll call us back when his court case is over. Because until you've gone through this, you are nothing more than someone who's speculating.
Right.
And there are so many theories out there about, well, here's what you do to win in court. Here, just, in fact, some of these pushers of these theories, they want to get money out of you to tell you what their theory is.
Right.
And you go to their website, and it makes a good pitch, you know, like, well, you have freedom to travel. Hey, you've got a right to travel. And then they, you know,
$59.95.
Sometimes more than that. But, yeah, you know, we'll give you our ticket slayer kit, and then you can, you'll be able to beat any speeding ticket in court. Now, of course, they can't guarantee that, but, you know, they make claims like this. Like, oh, look at all these testimonials we've got from people who've used our system. But if it was really that straightforward, if it was really that easy,
they'd give the information away for free.
If it was that good, I mean, if I had information that was that useful, I'd put it out there for free because I want to see the state suffer. I want people to be able to win in court. I want them to be able to defeat these tickets. And that would be rewarding enough for me. But I know that if I put something like that out there and it resulted in people winning against parking tickets or speeding tickets or whatever, say a $75 speeding ticket, maybe they would send me some money after the fact. Like, oh, my God, this actually worked. Here's 20 bucks.
Yeah.
You saved me 70 bucks, I'll give you 20. Because we know people do that because it's happening with Robinhooding here in
Keene.
There
were some guys stopped a couple days ago and gave $17 because he was apparently saved from a ticket.
Now, that ticket would only cost him 5 bucks had he actually paid the ticket.
Yeah.
So some people will, you know, get saved from a $5 ticket here in Keene by the Robinhooders, which for those that don't know, go to robinhood.freekeene.com. You see a great introductory video there about what Robinhooding is. It's basically saving people from getting tickets from the meter maid. So you're saving somebody the 5 bucks. Some people would say, well, it makes sense to send that person $2. Here you go, $2 for saving me the 5. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. This guy came with $17. The other day, you go to the Robinhood page, Robinhood of Keene, I think it is, on Facebook. There's a post that James made the other day.
Three?
Okay, I thought it was four. Three or four different letters coming in on the same day to the mailing address. That's
two
on
had
these.
Cash, one had a check.
Yep. Just people saying thanks for saving me.
And one from New Jersey.
Whoa. So somebody was visiting from New Jersey?
Yeah, apparently somebody was visiting New Jersey, got saved, and then sent, I don't know, there was $5, $7, or $10.
There was a thank you card, I think, in there as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's proof. Proof positive that if you were to actually have some kind of system that actually worked in a consistent, predictable basis, people would shell out after the fact. They would show their appreciation. So the fact that they put up a paywall and say, oh, well, give us $150 and then we'll tell you how to get out of the speeding ticket. Well,
it's
then
cheaper for me to pay the speeding ticket.
Right. Well, even then, let's say it's $50. You know, you put the $50 down, you get their system, you try to go to court, you bomb out because you're going to bomb out, most likely.
That's because you don't know it. You didn't study it hard enough. Even.
That's what they'll say every time. You come back to them, you say, hey, your system didn't work. This is a scam. And they'll say, oh, well, you just didn't do it right. You should do this next time.
You said all of our words. You just didn't say it right.
You didn't say it in the right order, or you didn't say it at the right time in the courtroom, or you stood up when they called your name, or you crossed the bar, or, you know, there's just so many ridiculous theories out there. And none of the theorists have anything that they can point to say, this is my win. Here it is. Here's the video proof. Here's the court documents. Here's the evidence that proves that I took this to court and I beat it based on whatever theory it is that I'm promoting. So, I'm waiting for you. You're always welcome to call with that story. But until somebody's got the story and the proof, because sometimes they've got stories, but no proof.
Right.
So, until somebody has both of them, I don't believe any of it. And that's not to say I'm not willing to try it. I'm going to court on a residency issue here pretty soon, which I got because I was driving around with a private plate. You didn't end up with a charge on yours.
Right.
So
they threatened me with the charge over basically not fulfilling residency requirements, even though I said I'm an inhabitant. And
hold that thought. Leon's on the line listening on XM. Leon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I was falling out.
Tell you what, I'm sorry, Leon, you're getting drowned out by the heavy metal music. I'm going to put you on hold. We will come back with you here in moments. 855-453. He wanted to ask about the Shire plate, so hopefully he'll stick with us. More coming up with Leon in Oklahoma City and your calls in the remaining moments. 855-453, that's a toll-free number, and we're on Skype as lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $2.50 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost to their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here on the phones at 855-450-FREE, but if you don't get in tonight, it's no problem, because we do this show 7 nights per week, so we can always get you in tomorrow or the day after that. You can call us any night of the week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, so if you're listening live, that's always the best way, but if you're not listening live, that doesn't mean you can't call, it doesn't mean you can't participate. You can call tomorrow about something we talked about tonight. It doesn't matter to us. We just enjoy talking to you about whatever it is you want. So, again, the number 855-450-FREE. The Skype username is lrn.fm. You can connect to us on Skype. And you're going to need to know about how to get food to store in the case of an emergency. I mean, emergencies are bound to happen. Something. Maybe it's some crazy snowstorm or a hurricane if you live down south, or a typhoon if you live out in the Pacific. You don't know what the emergency is going to be, but you know that at some point you might just need to have some food to take care of you and your family. And we can hook you up. Food.freetalklive.com is where you can go, and you'll be able to access the Legacy Premium brand. Now, we've talked previously about Legacy Premium here on Free Talk Live, and it sets itself apart from these other storable food companies. The best tasting out there. 4 out of 5 people voted Legacy Premium the best tasting. Free shipping. A 25-year shelf life. The most nutritious, 100% gluten-free is available, and the lowest cost per calorie. You get more average calories per serving. You get more 2,000-calorie days. The cost per day is significantly lower than the competition. But you can see all this for yourself by going to food.freetalklive.com. It'll take you over to the website that allows you to place your order. There's a comparison chart there with a lot of great information about the other brands and what they offer. And the amount of food that's in the serving. You know when they say on the FDA charts on the back of all the products?
Oh, right. Like half of an apple is a serving or
right.
Something ridiculous.
So like a lot of these other food companies will advertise their product as, oh, we've got so many, so we got hundreds of servings. But if you're serving doesn't fill you up, what good does that do?
Right.
So the serving size matters, and they take that into to account when they're just, you know, calculating their numbers and statistics. So go and check it out for yourself at food.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones here. Leon is listening in Oklahoma City to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Leon, go ahead with your thoughts now. We can hear you.
Cards on the table here. I heard you talk about fire plates and the guy from Florida talking about free trial. I just tuned in, by the way, so maybe I missed something. But are you protesting the fact that you got a license to your motor vehicle? Because the last guy that I heard didn't do that was Timothy McVeigh. And I think you could find bigger fish to protest about.
Well, Timothy McVeigh is not the only person that has ever protested not registering vehicles. I don't know whether he didn't register his vehicle or not, but I think it's quite a stretch to say that if somebody doesn't register a vehicle, then they're going to blow up federal buildings.
Well, if that's the way, if that's what your thoughts are, that you're not, that you don't have to spend, that somehow you're being free, that you don't have to spend the money like it's a, some kind of a taxation thing. Well, I don't think you're going to blow up a building neither, but I mean, you're putting your...
Then why compare me to Timothy McVeigh?
You're putting yourself in the same room of him.
That's ridiculous. Look, is a tax. To say to blow it off as though it's no big deal, I mean, when everyone has to beg permission from some government bureaucrats in order to travel from point A to point B, you're being taxed and you're they're basically saying we own you.
Oh, you got car insurance too then, dude?
Oh, actually, I live in New Hampshire where you're not required to have car insurance, but I do have car insurance because it's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, good for you then.
Oh, were you going to go somewhere with that questioning? Because it sounded like you were trying to corner me.
You got health insurance too?
No, I don't have health insurance.
Oh, man. Well,
did you have a point that you were trying to make with that, with those questions?
Yeah, you're a loser.
I'm a loser? Sir, I'm a business owner. That makes what makes me a loser? Because I don't have health insurance.
Because, what, you mean you own business? You got some assets?
I'm not going to tell you what assets I have and what I don't have, but this radio show you're listening to is my radio show, sir.
Well, I mean, yeah, but if I was call XM and say, I don't like the content you're putting on your radio, you might not have your radio show on.
You wouldn't be the first person to call XM and complain about Free Talk Live. Just so you know, let me explain a little something to you about what you're listening to. Yes, this show is on XM, but we're also on over 100 radio stations from coast to coast. So, yeah, while I would be sad if XM decided to drop Free Talk Live, it would by no means be the end of Free Talk Live. In point of fact, if all 112 radio stations decided tomorrow to drop Free Talk Live, which is pretty unlikely, but if they did decide to drop Free Talk Live, I would still own Free Talk Live, and I would still have it, and I could still do it online and on my own satellite channel that I rent thanks to a Bitcoin.
That's exactly where I was going with that. You'll be a big shot on the internet.
Wow. I'm a loser because I don't have health insurance. Is that all you got?
Health insurance, and you don't want to license your vehicles like the guy in Florida, too?
So I'm a loser because I don't want to bend over for the state and have them molest my freedom and take my money from me. Boy, you've got a serious issue with priorities, man.
Why don't you just pay?
Does it make you feel like a winner when you get a speeding ticket? Does it make you feel like a winner when you're paying property tax? Do you pay property tax?
Yeah, I got a business, too.
Yeah? Does it make you feel like a winner when you pay the government for the privilege of running your own business?
You betcha.
You're pathetic, dude. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. The government loves bootlickers like Leon.
Yeah.
That's sad, man. I hope that more people are out there are not like him. Because people like Leon are the problem. People like Leon who just do whatever it is they're told and they feel good about it, that's sick.
Well, heck, last week, earlier this week, when we were at the school board meeting, and it was proposed to cut the budget by 10%,
yep.
92% of the people at the meeting voted against cutting the budget.
That's right. Well, the teachers could have gotten
fired.
And
then I asked the question, theoretically, can children be educated without theft? And audience members shouted no.
Let's go to Shane. He's in Illinois. Yeah, it's the Stockholm Syndrome, where you're identifying with your captors. Shane, you're listening on XM. Go ahead.
Well, for whatever it's worth, you fellas, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I have called XM Radio and complained that they have taken you off the air for the first 2 hours a night of the show, but
oh, thanks, Shane. I appreciate that.
Just to let the guy know, and
you must be a loser. I mean, you clearly.
Well, really? evidently so. You know, I mean, like a lot of people, I don't agree with 100% of everything that Free Talk Live says, but it's by far the best talk radio show on the airwaves, and I'm 100% with you on the whole freedom to travel issue, and that's pretty much all I had for you, fellas.
Thanks for the call, Shane. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, it seems like a pretty basic human rights issue to me.
Yeah.
You're either free to go from point A to point B via whatever means you choose.
If you want to be free, get a horse or a bicycle.
They can still pull you over if you're on a horse and a bicycle.
I know. I'm just trying to use the statist argument.
Right. Yeah. They can claim that you're drunk on a bicycle, as a matter of fact.
Just walk, Ian.
You are a little bit safer if you're walking. Not much is
no,
true.
No, people get hit by cars while walking.
True, but safer
you
from being pulled over.
You can get stopped, or at least in New York City, you can get
stopped and frisked.
The Terry frisk.
Look, it's not
you
radical.
The description.
It's not radical to suggest that a human being should be able to go from point A to point B via whatever means they choose, so long as they're not putting anyone in danger.
Right.
And I'm sorry, going down into the DMV, standing in line for an hour, and then getting some kind of piece of paper from the state doesn't prove anything about your ability to travel safely.
No.
Let's continue with Steve. He's in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Steve.
Hey, losers. How you doing?
Hey, welcome to the club. What's up?
So I know we just have a couple minutes. I was watching a documentary on Netflix about the red imported fire ant, Solenopsis invicta, which, as you know, being from Florida, they're all over the place. In
I do not miss those things. They are not all over the place in New Hampshire, I can tell you that.
The what?
Red fire ants.
Oh, yeah, I hate those things.
Fire ants are red.
Yeah.
But,
Well, I was watching this documentary, and this was not an anti-government documentary. You know, it wasn't put out there by Steph Molyneux or anything like that. It was just a regular old documentary, and they said that from 1957 to 1975, the U.S. government waged war on these ants, and the result was that they more than doubled the coverage area, the more than doubled the population of the ants.
I swear, they failed at almost everything they tried.
Literally the exact opposite effect.
Yep, thanks for the call tonight. If you didn't get in tonight, call us tomorrow, freetalklive.com, Daryl's at fpp.cc.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
I see you got your eye on this convertible. Just picture yourself in it. Top down, wind in your hair.
I'd love to own it, but my allergies wouldn't let me put the top down.
Really? You're going to let allergies stop you from driving your dream?
The power of Allegra. It relieves your toughest allergy symptoms. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy.
Goodbye, symptoms. Hello, dream machine.
Allegra. Stop suffering. Start living.
Starts working 1 hour among OTC-branded antihistamines. Relieves sneezing, itchy, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy throat. Applies to first dose only. Use as directed.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.